case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the potty. We're going to make this quick because we got shit to do.
Yeah, and yes, sorry that yesterday's podcast isn't up. We got I don't want to use the word stuck. We were in a meeting that we both really liked being in.
Yeah, we wanted to be in that meeting.
And it was great. It went for 2.5 hours and there's not much... We only have like 3 hours after we finish the show. So yeah. We had no time to do the podcast yesterday.
So I will be editing this podcast. Maddie's going to do yesterday's one. So if there's a clear difference in quality or just if it sound different, that's why.
That's why. I'm going to show I want to do it. You might have a different way that you want to do it. But yeah.
I'm going to do the pod. The podcast will be backwards. So it'll be like, hey, everyone, welcome to Josh and Maddie.
Reverse it up. Play a little fun game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm super tired. We just got some exciting news that Josh's baby's coming
home. Yeah, 3 days. They don't give you very long to prepare. I mean, we've been preparing. We've had like 6 weeks. But
but before that, you've also had like seven months. I know this year was preemie, but like six, seven months of knowing that you were having a child.
I know, but when it happens, it all happens within like a week, which is crazy. But hopefully you enjoy the podcast. We did a lot of great stuff this morning.
Yeah, what did we do? I can't even remember. We talk about Greg's waking up from a nap and thinking, saying them like, I think it's like the highlight of our relationship, let's be honest.
It's him waking up in a panic and going, I'm late for work.
I know, it was just so funny. You have to listen to it. It's my favourite.
We reminisce on old school canteen orders.
Oh, yes.
That was a lot of fun.
Lots of fun.
Baby names, near-death experiences as well.
Oh, so much good stuff. All right, we're going to get out of here. We're going to go do lots of work and then by a meeting, we're having lunch.
Yeah, we've got to go and do stuff.
But it's technically a meeting because it is with a client.
It is with a client, but so we will be eating during the meeting. Anyway, you might see in a little while.
You'll find out about it next week.
It'll make sense.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Good morning, Ballarat. It's Josh and Maddie here this morning, 6:05 on your Thursday morning.
Yes, I am tired.
Yeah, you feeling good this morning? You had some Mamma Mia.
I had a very late night last night, a spur of the moment decision. I will talk about that later on, but I can feel it.
Yeah.
I can feel because I had a crap night the night before as well because I wasn't feeling very well. So I'm running on like 4 hours of sleep. I had a Red Bull last night at 8 o'clock. So
I know. Yeah.
There's a lot going on, but I'm excited to be here. I did put on my Insta story last night. I was like, I apologize in advance for my show in the morning.
Yeah.
But hey, the boss was there with us, so I feel like it was fine.
Was he?
Yeah, there was a bunch of people from work there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we all sat together in a little group.
Oh, lovely. The people next to you that you said had a few drinks, they weren't from work, were they?
No.
Oh, okay.
If you're the people sitting to the right of me, I know you snuck in a flask. One, I could smell
it.
Two, I could see it. And three, the way you were dancing at the end of the show was a whole other level.
You could show it, okay?
Yeah, I go to the theatre. I understand people wanting to save money and stuff like that. Don't do that. You know, all the money goes back to her match.
Don't do that.
You know, shop local.
Yeah.
But I've never been to a musical where I've had the thought of, I'm going to get hammered.
Yeah, yeah. Musicals aren't really the place that you pre-drink for
a night, especially on a Wednesday.
No.
But anyways, plenty happening on the show this morning. More Western United tickets to give away after 8 o'clock.
Up next, though, talking a Ballarat parking dispute I saw on Buy, Swap and Sell. Parking's a big issue here in Ballarat. You know, different places around Ballarat have a lot of parking. Some of them have no parking. There's car parks that don't get used. There's car parks that get used too much.
It's very confusing. We were talking about this last night, actually, and apparently, I don't know how much truth there is to this rumour, that there is a filled-in mine somewhere around the CBD that they're wanting to dig out and make a parking structure.
Oh, really?
I don't know how much truth there is to that. I'm all for it.
Can the mayor confirm or deny that they want to put a parking lot in a mine?
We're redoing a mine.
Yeah. I was scrolling through Facebook and a guy, Curtis, his name is, he put up a post on Buy, Swap and Sell. He said, admin, if not allowed, just delete, okay, which a lot of people do.
Mm.
And he's posted up a photo of a note that has been left on his B-double. He's a truck driver.
Yeah, truckie.
He said, I'm trying to track down who left this love letter on my set of B-double trailers at the old sale yards. Do you know where the old sale yards are?
Oh.
Up in Latrobe Street?
I think so, yeah.
Just up where Chris, the hobbyist.
Oh, yeah, up there.
A few blocks up that way. He said, I'm not parked illegally. I'm parked in a safe area. I'm 20 metres off the road. I'm parked on a B double rated road. So that's it's all fine. It's all legit.
All above standard.
Exactly. And the note that this person has left, he said, if you lot keep parking here and using it for a transport depot, I will keep a log of times, rego numbers, etc., and I will give it all to the NHRV and the cops. Now, my question to you is, does this person have any authority to leave this note? I'm assuming it's a business owner or something because it's across the road.
Yeah, I feel that I understand where their frustration would come from because being on Latrobe Street, when you're trying to turn out over one of those, like the car parks, like I'm looking at like Total Tools kind of thing because that's where we normally go, trying to turn out of there, if there is someone, especially a truck parked on the side, it is very hard to see.
Yeah.
And it feels a little bit dangerous. So I do see where they are coming from. They might be parking in front of a business, but I didn't understand there was a thing as B double graded roads.
Well, it's further up. There's an area that kind of doesn't get used anymore, the stockyards, and there's a dirt area, a big dirt area, like right beside the road where the trucks get parked and the trailers get parked.
Like that's
and there's
fine.
There's nowhere to turn out. Like it's not obstructing any view or anything.
I thought it was like right in the middle of Latrobe Street, but if it's off a bit further, I feel like that's fine. Like I don't necessarily understand the trucking industry, so I'm not going to go and like tell them where to park or where not to park. I feel like there's probably procedures and stuff in place, which is what the truck driver is saying. Is like it's a 20 metres away from the road, it's this, it's that, and I'm like, okay. Yeah.
He also went on to say there's only two places in Ballarat you can park a B double, and one of them's out at Mitchell Park, so he's not gone all the way out there. So my main reason for sharing this is, who does this person think they are leaving a note?
Is their name Karen?
I don't know.
I just would love to see them actually go to the effort of noting down the license plates and times and stuff like that. Because apparently they have the time in their life to do that. Hand it into the police and they just go, no. And they've just wasted all of their time doing it.
Yeah.
Like, don't affect anybody else. Just waste your own time and you're all good. I feel like we are all guilty of overreacting.
Yeah.
Especially to injuries.
Yep.
Usually, not necessarily your own, but of like your kids, your pets.
Mm-hmm.
If the smallest thing goes wrong, you're like, we've got to go to the hospital.
Yep.
It's a straight up thing.
Yep.
You have a child now that's already still in the hospital, so you don't have to worry too much about that because you've just got a little call.
I don't have to take her too far. I'm like, press the button.
Just got a little call button.
She's coughing.
But like with your pet, you would have discovered this probably the first time was, you know, something would go wrong. Maybe they'd make a whimper or something and you overreact like nothing else.
Yep.
And this is the case for a lot of people, I think. And one mum has really found out the hard way that she overreacted.
Yeah.
Because she has rushed her baby to the hospital after finding a hole in the roof of its mouth.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds horrific.
Yeah. So she was holding back the tears and what she thought was a hole in baby Harvey's mouth. So she was down changing his nappy. He was opening, looking around, having a great old time. She looked at his mouth and there was this dark coloured circle on the roof of his mouth that she hadn't seen before, and it looked like a hole in his mouth.
Wow.
And she started to panic. She screamed to her husband. He came and looked and he didn't know. And then they're like, do we call an ambulance? Do we go to the hospital? So they just went to the hospital straight away. They got in to be seen straight away as well, which I think is amazing.
Yeah,
because I feel like sometimes, I don't want to discredit hospitals, but you could have a broken leg and it's like
you're
pointing out
the
side and they're like, just wait, we'll give you some Panadol.
Exactly.
This baby got seen straight away. And the mum, all sorts.
Oh,
there's a hole in her baby's mouth.
No. Yeah.
The nurse got the torch. Was like, I'll have a look. It's okay. You know, calming him down. Got the torch. Had a look in. It was a sticker. Now, I guess having a sticker in your kid's mouth isn't the best thing.
Yeah.
But this sticker, the best, like, it's a red metallic sticker kind of thing.
Right.
Somehow stuck to the roof of the baby's mouth, and at a glance, it looks like a hole.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Okay.
But the nurse took one look and was like, it's a sticker.
That's so funny.
And then the nurse just put her finger in, flicked it, and then done.
Okay.
So I feel like,
gosh,
going back to the initial stage of where this mum found the hole.
Yeah.
I don't know what her kind of thought process was, but I feel like as a parent, because I do it to my own dog child, that if there's something in their mouth, you go in there.
Yeah.
Like, you don't hesitate. You put your hand in.
That's what I was thinking.
And you just try to get it out. When Molly's chewing a leaf she's not supposed to be, or a stick or something, like, straight away, hand in the mouth, pull it out. You just don't think about it. So it baffles me that this mum didn't do that, because I feel like if she had have done it, like, yes, she might have been a bit gross if there was a hole, but... investigate.
You just got to double check.
Because she now went to the hospital and, like, gave them all a laugh at least. They could all laugh about it at the end of the day, but she's left a bit red-faced.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, you know, just have a think. Double check, triple check.
Double check before you take your child to the hospital.
Yeah. Just have a moment, do a little... Okay, now we can go.
Just touch the hole in case it...
And last night I had a very spur of the moment decision happen, and I'm not regretting it. I am a little bit because I'm very tired, but apart from that, not regretting it. And so yesterday, got home from the gym, and then we went out grocery shopping. We're out at DTC, and, you know, just taking our sweet old time, planning what we're having for dinner for the next couple of days as we're walking around, getting all the stuff. Finally got home, was just about to put dinner on. I was about to start boiling the water, and you sent me a message saying, "Hey, do you want to go to Mamma Mia?" And I was like, do I? Because I know that people from work were going last night. And I originally said no to tickets because I was like, it's a school night.
Yeah.
I'm going to be tired. It doesn't start till, I think, late. And
8 o'clock it starts, which is when I go to bed.
And I was like, yeah, I don't know. So originally I had said no to go. Like, I could have gone at any point.
Yeah.
But I had said no. And then you all of a sudden had offered tickets and I was like, what do I do here? What do I do? So I asked Griggs and I was like, hey, do you want to go? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh. Like, he was snap decision, yes. Like, he didn't even hesitate. And I was like, I feel like that means that we need to go. So I messaged you back and I said, yeah, okay. And then I didn't know what time it started. And I was like, hey, what time does it start? And you said 8. Which was in less than an hour at this point.
No, a bit late notice. I like to throw you in the deep end.
But that's okay, you know, just adds to the spontaneity of it. And so we cancelled the dinner that we were going to have, and, like, we had some, like, just heat up meals in our fridge, like, because we always kind of have them for lunch. And I was like, well, quickly going to stuff one of them in my face. So ate like a pesto chicken pasta thing. He had a butter chicken thing. We quickly ate it all, settled Molly, got changed, and then we had to come get the tickets off you. And we got there. I'm quite proud of this. So you told us at 7 that we had tickets. We got there by 7:40.
And you had to come to my place.
I had to go to Josh's place to collect the
tickets. Which is like, it's like across town. We live across town from each other, so you had to come all the way to my place and then go to the theatre.
And it was great.
And you sent me a message saying, here, and then I saw, like, a silhouette at the door. I opened the door. You went, hey, how's it going? And you were like, I've had a Red Bull. I'm really good.
Yeah.
I gotta go. I was like, wow.
Because this is the thing. Because yesterday, usually on a Wednesday, I don't have time for a nap. So my little life schedule, inside into behind the scenes of my life, I get home from work at, like, 1 o'clock-ish, and then I will usually have lunch, and then I'll have a good hour and a half of a nap or so, because then that sets me up for the night. I can do other activities, and I'm all good to go. But yesterday, on a Wednesday, I go to the gym at 4:30.
Yep.
So I usually don't have that time as much, and especially because we went for a walk yesterday because it was really nice weather.
Yeah.
Lake Wendouree was beautiful yesterday. So I went for a walk. So I hadn't had a proper nap. I'd had like 20 minutes tops before going to the gym. So then I'd gone to the gym, done a super hard workout. Then we went grocery shopping and I was so tired. Like, I was about to not even cook dinner and go straight to bed. And then you sent this message and I was like, well, crack open the Red Bull because the parents are going out for the night.
I had a nap yesterday as well. I only got about half an hour, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like with naps, I've got to have at least an hour to get a good little bit out of it.
Yeah, the sweet spot's an hour and a half, so anything under that for me is just not that great, but I highly recommend a Red Bull at 8 o'clock at night when you're running off about 3 hours of sleep. It does wonders to your body.
And we highly recommend Mamma Mia?
Yes, highly recommend Mamma Mia as well. It's very, very good. If you have the chance to go and see it, do it.
Well, you can thank me later.
Thank you. I said thank you when you gave me the tickets.
Like I mentioned yesterday on the Brekkie Show, my parents brought a whole heap of stuff from my childhood up with them, or down with them, pardon me, and it got a bit crazy yesterday because Eden and I set up the Wii, and the only game that I really played on the Wii was Super Mario.
Oh, yes.
It's really good. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. And she immediately took the controller off me.
Because you only have one controller, don't
you? I've only got one controller.
We need to go get you more.
We need to get more controllers. But I had one controller and she immediately took the controller off me and was like, let me handle this, okay? And I was like, okay, whatever.
Move over, Junior.
Move over. And I was like, whatever. So she starts playing the game and literally 10 seconds into playing the game, she dies, okay? She dies and I just think, oh, my God, that's hilarious. She's died. And then she goes, it's the controller. It's the controller. I'm like, all right,
Paul
buddy.
Paul tradesman blames his tools.
Exactly. I said, you've died twice. And she went, okay, let me just try this, okay? I want to try one more time. And it was on the same hole as well. It was the same, like, little bit.
Yeah.
And she's died twice already. And I was thinking, oh, gosh.
And you're just waiting to sweep in and be the magical hero who gets her past that little bit, weren't you?
Yeah, and I started to play and she kept complaining about, oh, it's the controller, it's the controller. And I was like, give me the controller. And I was like, let me show you how it's done. And I died in the same spot that she did.
Oh, so the irony.
So it was a controller. But it was a whole heap of fun. But we got so, like, immediately, it took me back to my childhood. Like, do you remember when, I don't know if you ever did this, when you were playing a video game as a child, you would get so angry at the video game.
Oh, yeah. Very, very frustrated. It caused a lot of arguments as well. Like, yeah. If you were playing against someone else and you crashed in the same spot but they didn't, like... Yeah. It's very frustrating.
Oh, my gosh. So frustrating. And I'd never felt anger like that before in my entire life, apart from, like, 20 years ago or 15 years ago when I used to play these games. And I was like, what have I become already? It was so quick.
Same. You've become the same, really.
I know. Did you ever play any games like that that just got you really frustrated?
Oh, every game. Especially the Wii Fit when it told me that I wasn't standing properly. And I was like, excuse me.
Yeah.
You're just a little plastic board. How dare you tell me that I'm not centered?
Yeah, they brought the Wii Fit down as well. And I was like, it doesn't work. Like, surely it doesn't work anymore.
Have you you got to put batteries and stuff in it.
I know, but that's so much effort.
Either way, though, I'm going to try and find us some more remotes because I want to come over and use it.
Games night.
Games night. Well, we've been saying that games night is moving to your house once you have, once Esther is home. Because it's too much hassle for you guys to move her over to our house. So we'll just come to you guys and play the Wii.
I'm going to need more chairs.
Okay, so bring your own remote control and your own chair.
Yeah, that'll be my games night at my place. BYO chair and BYO Wii remote.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yesterday we were talking about school canteens and taking our minds back because the McCain smiles, the potato smiles are coming back.
They are.
In a mini form. I'm excited. I will be buying a packet and having an air fryer night.
That's a good idea.
Oh, my
idea.
God. You and I just both looked at each other like, air fryer night. Everyone brings their air fryer over and we plug them all in and we all just cook air fryers. Oh, my God.
It's like one of those.
It's like a Tupperware party. But it's an air fryer.
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea.
But a Tupperware party is for you to buy Tupperware. So I don't need to buy another air fryer.
Yeah.
Well, I could, but I shouldn't. Because I currently don't even have room for the one I have.
Yeah.
But anyways, going back to the school canteen, I didn't realise this thing. When you're at school, like I'm talking primary school kind of here, did your school do like special lunch orders?
Not really.
So you had to go up to the canteen to get whatever food that you wanted. You couldn't put like an order in on
the paper bag.
You went for a, you're I in a paper, paper bag.
And it would come out and ran in a basket.
Yep. And everyone would have to put their money in or staple it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because that is what I remember from my childhood. And it was lots of fun. You know, you'd have the canteen menu at home and it'd have different numbers and be like, I want a number, and you'd write it on, have a list, write like a number 3, which was a sausage roll, and then you'd put the amount and you'd have to tally it up. It was good maths for the kids.
Exactly. You'd have to write, like, if you wanted a sausage roll and like a mini pie and everything, you'd have to like write the amount and then do the total at the bottom.
Yeah, it was great. And it was lots of fun. And then one day it was a kid's job in our class to go take the lunch orders up to the canteen and then at lunch they would all come down and it was great.
Yeah.
That was my childhood. And I feel like we went to different schools, so that was your childhood as well.
Yeah.
I always got Friday fun lunch.
Yeah.
Which was lots of fun.
I only got canteen on Fridays.
Yeah, same. And looking back though, I think we spent like $5 at most and you got so much for
much for $5, yeah.
Well, how does it make you feel that this lunch bag thing isn't necessarily a thing anymore?
Makes me sad.
It makes me sad because I have found out that a lot of schools, the lunch order canteen orders are done via an app.
Oh, no. Why do they have to digitise that?
So this came from one of my bosses. She was like, oh, I forgot to pack the kids' lunch at school today. And I was like, oh, well, do they have money? Like, could they go to the canteen? Can you go drop them off food? I was like, giving her options. She's like, oh, no, it's fine. I'll just order them lunch on the app. And I was like, excuse me?
I'm sorry, what?
What is this order on an app? And she's like, yeah, if you want to do lunch orders, there's an app. Like, the school has an app that you just download and you pick what you want and it's just done. That takes out all the fun.
There's no fun
of having to count out the money yourself,
yeah.
Writing down, cross-referencing with the menu that the school gave you.
Could you still do it the traditional way?
She said that you couldn't.
You couldn't.
Could go up and order at the canteen, but you couldn't get the special lunch order.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And that was always the running the risk. If you didn't put your lunch order in, are they going to have any pizza pockets left by lunchtime?
That sucks.
I find it disturbing. Like I find it.
It's a crime.
I'm a big fan of like technology progressing things and stuff like that. But an app to order your school lunch at the canteen is just disappointing.
Keep a bit of the nostalgia. I reckon, of old school times.
But it was the paper bags. It's not like they're in plastic ones.
No.
Like,
and take. Remember when you got chosen to take the lunch?
Oh, it was the best feeling ever.
It was the best feeling ever. Yeah.
Anyways,
I'm just gonna,
has this world come to?
I know, it's insane.
I'm so disappointed.
Same. Were you ever a fan of TV snacks?
Oh, I haven't had a TV snack for a very long time.
I know.
There's different like flavours and stuff from what I remember. Because it's like a malt biscuit dipped in chocolate.
Chocolate, yeah.
These were very much ones. I stopped buying them because you can't have one. It's like a packet of pods.
No, that's right.
You have to have the whole entire thing.
Because
there's some little additive in them.
Yeah, I know. It's the perfect mixture between like chocolate and biscuits. So it's like more-ish. You just want more and more and more.
And then they just melt in your fingers and you're like, well, my fingers are already gross and melted with chocolate. Oh, I better keep eating them.
Exactly. TV snacks have done a collab. We're all about collabs here. And this collab is amazing, okay? TV snacks have teamed up with Krispy Kreme.
Ooh. Krispy Kreme's teaming up with a lot of things because, crunchy Krispy Kreme donuts are a thing
Biscoff,
at the moment.
The Biscoff
ones. There's Oreo, obviously.
So you can get TV snacks that are starting May 12th, which was yesterday. Very exciting. You can get an original glazed TV snack. You can get Caramel Delight, Chocolate Ice, Cookies and Cream, and Strawberry Sprinkle.
So these are TV snack flavoured.
Yes.
Like Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah.
Oh, because a lot of the collabs we see is the Krispy Kreme collabing and putting crunchy on it. This is dangerous.
It's so good.
I'm
my God.
So lucky I didn't see these last night when I was grocery shopping because I would have bought every flavour.
Yeah.
It's which flavour would you go for?
I would go for Strawberry Sprinkle because they look amazing.
Ooh. See, I'm a big fan of the original glaze. It's too much.
I know.
It's too much choice in this world.
I did read through this before and I did try and find out where they were going to be released, but I can't find where they're actually going to be released.
I presume everywhere then.
I'm hoping everywhere because these are amazing. They sound amazing. And they're not going to be, like, usually the TV snacks are kind of the different shape, like a square, like a weird shape.
Mm.
But these ones are actually going to be, by the looks of it, going to be crispy creamed, like donut shapes. So they're going to be circles with holes in the outside, which is amazing.
I'm just having a look. I've Googled. They're not on the Woolworths app yet.
Okay.
They have like the normal malt ones and the original and the chocolate milk. They have chocolate milk ones.
What?
That's a thing.
Wow.
They've already done a collab and we didn't even realise. But yeah, on the Woolies app, they're not on there yet. So maybe. Like, usually, like, IGA, like a Ryan's IGA or something would get
sometimes
things
they,
early, like, because they're the independent ones.
Yeah.
Or if Woolworths does it, maybe Coles does. I don't know, but I'm determined now.
They're going to come out somewhere, and we are going to find them, and we're going to try all of them.
How good's my diet going?
I know, all of these. I love how every time we have, like, food chat or snack chat on here, it's always like, yeah, we've got to try this. We've got to try this 100%. And it, you know. Yeah, it's not a workplace for a diet, I don't think.
Oh, we have a fruit table downstairs that also has a caramel mud cake on it. We're talking a little bit earlier in the show about napping.
Yeah.
Because my normal schedule, I need to have a nap in the afternoon because anything past about 4 o'clock, I stop functioning like a normal person.
Yep.
Not saying that before 4 o'clock, I'm a normal person, but it gets a lot worse.
Yeah. It deteriorates.
It goes quite badly. But when you wake up from a nap, there's like, I feel like a very weird stage, depending on how you wake up. If you wake up naturally, you're just kind of like, oh, yeah, whatever. If someone wakes you up, it's a bit of a, ugh.
Dazed and confused, like, where am I? What year is it?
Yes, yeah. And I experienced this yesterday.
Okay.
So I went to the gym, and Greg's was home with Molly, and he was like, oh, I'm just going to have a nap. Greg's is my boyfriend, by the way. Mm. And he was like, oh, I'm going to have a nap. I'm quite tired. I was like, okay, whatevs, you know. Go for your life. And so I came home and he was still asleep, but we need to go grocery shopping. So I was like, oh, I might wake him up. So I just went into bed and like I just sat there so he could feel my presence, and then that usually wakes him up.
Yeah. Feel my presence is such a weird way to
I know. But then the funniest thing that I think has ever happened in our relationship occurred.
Mm.
So he woke up out of this nap, and it's making me giggle just thinking about it. He woke up and like straight away woke up. Like, wasn't a daze. Like, he was just like, huh, I'm awake. And he goes, I'm late for work. And this is at about 5:30 in the afternoon. And when he starts work, it's 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So in his mind, and then so he goes, I'm late for work, and like starts to get up out of bed. And then he's like, but I'm already dressed. And so I lose it, obviously. And then I go, and I'm like, talk me through the process just then, Greg. Like, what just happened? And he said, well, I thought that this, like, you coming in now was you coming home from work, and I was about 4 hours late to go to my job. So he thought I had finished my work for the day, and it was, like, about 1 p.m, and he was still asleep. He'd slept in
for 4 hours.
He was meant to go to work, and he was in a full-on freak out. And the like main thing that's like snapped him back to reality was the fact that he already had a puffer jacket on.
I know. And he's like, hang on, I'm so prepared.
That's what he said. He's like, I felt the rustling, and then he was just so confused. And we laughed for like a good 10 minutes about this because just it was so natural of like him going, oh, I'm late for work. Oh my god! Like,
yeah,
that freak out.
That happened to me a couple of times when I first started on Brekkie here. I would wake up. I would just literally like a split second. I would just sit up in bed and I'd go, oh my god, what time is it? I'd look, it'd be like 1:30 a.m. I'd be like, oh my god, and then I'd go back to sleep. It's bizarre feeling.
It's a very weird thing. I don't think I've had. I don't know if it happening to me. It might have, but I can't remember it.
Mm.
But I have woken up on a Saturday morning.
Yes.
And
gone.
I thought it was late. And then I legitimately thought, oh my god, I'm so late to work. And then I was like grabbing for my phone to see if anyone had called me or anything.
Yeah.
And then it's like Saturday. And I was like, oh.
It's happened to me a couple of times on a Sunday afternoon when I've napped on a Sunday. I just freak out because I think it's a Monday.
But then
it's a good heart starter.
It's hilarious if someone else is there to witness it like I was yesterday.
Just the look of pure panic in someone else. It's
and you know it's not that, there's nothing to panic about because it's just 5:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. Coming up after news, sport and weather, we're talking baby names.
Yes, the top list of most popular baby names has come out for the year. We'll see if Esther's on it for you.
Yeah, I hope not because that kind of ruins the...
Oh, okay. Sorry. The most popular baby names of this year have been released.
It's always interesting when these lists are released each year. You see what names have come up and what names have died away and the weird names and the...
Yeah, so I'm going to go through the top baby names for boys and girls.
Okay.
And then we're also going to see like different trends that are happening, which ones have dropped and which ones have gone up. I'm very disappointed in one of the names that has dropped. Because it's mine.
Is it?
So let's get in the mood.
Set
Come
the
on.
Scene. Yeah. Names. Okay.
We did not plan that.
We didn't.
All right. So the top 10. What's up with the boys? Baby boy names in Australia for 2021. If you've named one of your kids this, you are part of this list.
You're part of the majority. You're not indie.
So if you're wondering, the list is put together by McCrindle Research. It's been done by collating and analysing the most commonly chosen names in all of our states and territories over the past year. All right, so for boys, number 10, I'm going to start from 10, go up to 1. Elijah, Lucas, Thomas, Charlie, Henry, Leo, Jack, William, Noah, and number one is Oliver.
Really? Again? I think Oliver's
I know a
stuck
lot of Olivers.
There. Yeah, wow, okay.
Going into the girls, starting at number 10, we have Matilda, Willow, Chloe, Grace, Ava, Mia, Isla, Olivia, Amelia, and Charlotte is still number one.
Wow, okay. So they're all pretty traditionally named.
Well, Charlotte's a very royal name now, obviously, because we have Princess Charlotte. If we want to go into, we'll go into the ones with the greatest rise for the year. So these ones have all jumped up the most spots. So for the boys, Leo, Elijah, Theodore, Hudson has come up. Archer, another royal name coming up there. Harvey, Arlo, and Hugo.
Right. Arlo was one of our boy names.
So Arlo is currently 33rd in the list. It was 62 last year.
Oh, lovely.
So it's, like, jumped quite a bit. For the girls, the ones that have risen the most, we've got Willow, which is now in the top 10. That was 65th last year. That's now 9th.
Wow.
So that's kind of crazy. Ivy, Hazel, Aria, Audrey, Violet, Elsie, and Florence have all made the biggest jumps.
Florence is a nice name.
Yeah, I know quite a few Florences, and then you've got their nicknames of Floss and Flo.
Yeah.
I have so many stories about a little girl named Flo. It's hilarious. She is a 5-year-old going on a 25-year-old. The amount of sass in that girl's hilarious.
Yeah.
She turns to you and says, "Good chat." Imagine a 5-year-old turning to you and saying, "Good chat."
That's such a condescending thing.
I know.
To say, "Good chat."
And then she just walks away.
Wow. Well, I'm kind of sad, but also I'm proud of myself that Esther wasn't on any of those lists.
Yeah, so, and then we've also got the ones that have had the greatest fall of 2020.
Well, there's still time for Esther to...
So, Riley, Daniel, Matthew, Luke, and Dylan are the boys' names that have all dropped down.
Okay.
They've fallen from, like, quite a few different spots.
Okay.
So the highest that were, like, the highest one out of them is Riley. That's still 47th.
Yep.
But it's dropping down. It's not getting as popular.
Oh, damn.
For the girls, we have Summer, Lara, Claire, Sarah, and Madison.
Oh, no. You're...
Yep. So my name was 57th.
Yep.
And now it is 82nd.
Oh, no.
Mum and Dad. What is happening?
What's going on, Mum and Dad?
I don't know,
your fault.
I know, and especially because a lot of people think that my name is Madeline as Madeline.
Yeah, Madeline.
It's Madison, and at least it's in the top 100, but it dropped quite a bit. Now I'm sitting at 82nd. I don't know how I feel about that. Considering Josh, I didn't even look up where Joshua is.
Josh,
it's probably a lot higher.
Josh is really? I think Josh would have been much lower.
No, I feel like Josh is still pretty popular.
Oh, okay.
But there you go. There are your top baby names for the year. Maybe your name fell in the top. Maybe your kids fell in the bottom. You never know.
Maybe you got some new baby ideas. Let's try and get Madison back up there.
Okay, sounds good. Everyone name their kid me.
Have you ever had a near-death experience?
I almost fell up the stairs this morning with boiling water in my hand, if you count that. And that happens almost every morning.
That sounds like it. That sounds pretty traumatic.
I'm quite a clumsy person, but I can't think, nothing stands out to me of like being like, oh my God, I literally could have died.
Yeah.
Like nothing stands out to me.
Well, my parents are down at the moment and we were having dinner last night and we were just chatting and Eden was there. So Eden was asking questions about me as a child and, you know, we just got into conversations.
Old time stories.
Old time stories.
Which is cute. I love that.
Yeah. And one of the stories that came up was while we were in Thailand, Mum, Dad and I were in Thailand and we were driving in a minibus. I was probably 8 years old. We were driving in a minibus through the hills of Chiang Mai, and we were going to like a little kind of area in the jungle somewhere. And we were driving on this hilly road, and on one side there was the big hill. We were
like
on
a mountain face,
and then on the other side was just a cliff.
Ugh.
And we were driving on one of those roads, and it was wet, it was raining, and this guy was absolutely fanging around these roads, right?
Because they just don't care. They're like, I've got this.
Exactly.
Confidence.
And we were coming up to like a corner, and a truck came around this corner, right?
Ugh.
And we... the driver had to slam on the brakes. We did 2 360s on the road.
Oh, God.
And my mum just grabbed me and she just held on to me while we were doing this. And we did 2 360s on the road. Thank God we stayed on the road. We didn't go over the side. We just did 2 360s on the road. And my dad got up from the back of the bus and he grabbed the driver by the scruff of the neck.
Oh.
And there was a tour guide in the front seat, front passenger seat. And he said, tell him to slow down, okay? And he got really angry at this guy. And that was genuinely a near-death experience. Probably, like, apart from going into anaphylaxis and almost choking to death, that's probably, like, the most near-death that I've ever been.
Yeah, I have been in a car accident before, and it wasn't too bad, but it was very close. If there was a car on the other side of the road, because I got T-boned.
Yeah.
And I have a full-on story. My car accident story is a very long and very crazy story, which I will tell one day on air when we need it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got T-boned, and I was very, very lucky, because I veered onto the other side of the road.
Mm.
If there had have been another car coming around, it's a blind corner for them.
Yeah.
I would have just been gone,
yeah,
kind of thing. But apart from that, yeah, just falling up the stairs.
Just falling up the stairs with hot water. We put a post up on our Facebook page asking people for their near-death experiences, and there are quite a few people who have been near-death. Leah has said she hit the middle barrier head-on on the Westgate Bridge at 80 k's per hour.
Yeah, that's scary.
Renee said she almost drowned at a local lake when she was 14 on a school excursion. Hannah has said she almost ripped her jaw off her face.
Oh, my God, nah. I just had the mental image of that. Nah.
If she wasn't wearing a helmet, she would have died.
Wear your helmets, kid.
Always wear a helmet. Obviously, I'm assuming it was a motorbike. Jen said launching a three-wheeler motorbike off a cliff when I was a kid.
God.
That's insane. William has got another almost drowning at Ferry Grove when he was 10. Like, these are serious, like, full-on stories.
I feel like it would change you. It would change your opinion on things. And I don't know.
It
makes you reappreciate life, I guess.
Yeah, one other comment that just came up then was Annette saying she went into cardiac arrest at 19.
Oh.
And she woke up in the hospital and was like, why am I back here? I was at the fire station. That was her first question. So near-death experiences are crazy.
And they can also come from the most innocent things. My sister choked on popcorn chicken and that was a whole ordeal.
Oh, what a way to go.
You know how they got it out? They went, made a drink Coke. Fun little fact.
Pepsi or Coke? Was it Pepsi from KFC? Because I don't have Coke.
No, because they went to the hospital and they said, we can't get it out. Drink some Coke. It makes it either dissolve it from the acid or bubbles it up and comes out.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fun little fact for today.
Fun little fact.
I'll help you not have a near-death experience.
Exactly. Western United returning to Ballarat for their match against Sydney FC this Saturday at Mars Stadium. Going to be very exciting.
It is. The rain isn't looking amazing. The weather, yeah.
Hopefully.
But either way, good game.
Good game.
And I think it's the last time they're going to be here this season as well. So
I think so,
make sure you get out. Make sure you support them. But we do have a double pass to give away. 5333-1031 is the number. We're going to play a penalty shootout again.
Mm-hmm.
We will demonstrate. You're going to be the goalie today.
Okay.
So we're going to count down from 3, 2, 1. You have to pick a direction to go.
Yep.
If you say the same as the goalie, the shot has been blocked. You don't win the tickets. If you go the other way, you win the tickets. Simple as that. You scored the goal. All right.
And there's a 3-second countdown as well.
Yep. All right. You're goalie.
I'm goalie. You're the caller.
It's intense.
Okay. You ready?
Okay. Ready.
3, 2, 1.
Left.
Right. I would have scored.
I just won
tickets.
Just won the tickets.
It's
so easy.
It's that easy. It's 50-50.
But it is a 50-50. Yeah, exactly.
5333-1031 is the number to win at Western United tickets. Give us a call right now.
Western United, come and cheer the boys on in green and black. 5333-1031 if you want those tickets.
I am aware that is an AFL siren.
Yes, we are aware.
Don't at me.
But it's our sport intro that we use.
I know.
We could put like a AFL siren and then like a
football. A vuvuzela? What's it called?
A vuvuzela.
Yeah, that
vuvuzela.
One. I feel like we need to put one of them in it. Yeah. We'll just put all the sports in it. And then we'll put a tennis grunt as well.
One thing, just a quick point.
Yeah.
You know, the Vuvuzela, like during the World Cup, was like a big thing.
Mm.
I feel like Ballarat's version of the Vuvuzela is those clappers at the basketball.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Every time a basket.
I mean, I can't really talk because I'm on those tits. It's like, make some noise.
Make some noise. I'm like, no, Maddie, no.
Anyways, we have got tickets to give away to Western United. They're playing at Mars Stadium this weekend against Sydney FC, and we're having a penalty shootout to give them away.
That's right. Let's see if anyone can get one past me.
Sam from Alfreton, we've got a double pass to give away to Western United this weekend. We're playing our penalty shootout. Are you ready to go? You know how it works.
I do, yes.
All right, you're up against Josh this morning.
I'm going to be goalie this morning, Sam.
Okay, so listen for that 3-2-1 and shoot. Here we go.
Here we go, Sam.
3-2-1.
Right.
Right.
No!
Do we feel nice and give her a second chance today?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right,
Sam. Sam, you've got us in a good mood this morning.
Reset.
Oh, okay.
All right. So okay. Josh could go a different way this time. He could go the same. This is the thing in a penalty shootout.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. All right.
Okay.
We'll give you another chance. Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
3-2-1.
Right.
Right.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Sam, so I think
we're going to have to let you go.
Sorry about that, Sam.
No problem. Thanks so much.
Patrick from Miners Rest. Sam couldn't get through on her penalty shootout. It's up to you now. It's the weight of the nation.
The world.
The weight of the nation's up you. It's the FIFA World Cup, and you're ready to go shooting for Australia.
All right.
Not much pressure.
Not at all. So you know how the game works. You got to pick left or right?
Yep.
All right. Josh is the goalie. Here we go.
All right. Here we go.
3-2-1.
Left.
Which way are you going, Patrick? Because you haven't shot it yet.
Right.
I mean,
we never. Was there any rule that said you have to do it straight away?
I mean, yes and no. I'm happy to give it away.
Yeah,
Patrick's been a good sport about it. We put a lot of pressure. Congratulations, Patrick. You've won the ticket.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thanks to the Western Hotel.
That time of the morning.
I know, it's flown by this morning. I feel like it's gone real quick.
I've no sense of time anymore. I've hit the point of overtiredness.
Yeah.
To the point we're just discussing whether or not to play I Reckon in 5 seconds.
Mm.
And I'm legitimately scared to accidentally swear on air.
Yeah.
Yep. We're going to make the executive decision that right now we're not doing that. We're going to do Hold On Up. My one this morning, are you ready?
Yeah.
Buying lotto tickets.
Ooh.
3-2-1.
Not.
I'm a hot because I have one for tonight.
Yeah.
It's 30 mil.
Yeah.
But I wish I didn't at the same time. Like, if I win, like, I always have the philosophy of you've got to be in it to win it.
Mm.
So I can't imagine that I'm going to win the lotto unless I have a lotto ticket. But I feel like it's a waste of money because the most I've ever won is $50.
My nan used to buy me little scratchies for birthdays and Christmases and stuff like that. They're fun, but I've never gone into like the Powerball or anything like that.
Yeah.
So no.
Different opinion. Do you do quick pick or do you pick your numbers?
I have no idea. No idea. My one this morning is your partner spending more time with your parents than you.
3-2-1.
Hot because it happens in my family.
Not because I want to see my parents. I mean, the hours I work, I would see them a lot more than if I was working 9 to 5 hours.
Yeah.
But I'm still like spending, like, I got a message from Eden like a second ago being like, do you want anything from Kmart? I'm like, are you going to Kmart with my parents? Like, I want to spend some time with them.
Well, this is the thing. And it happened to me when my parents visit with us because Greg's is home a lot more than I am.
Yeah.
And so he loves it. He gets along great with my parents and they drink like 6 coffees a day. So I come home from work and Greg's is just buzzing. And
he's buzzing.
Like, what is wrong with you? And he's like, I had so many coffees. And I'm like, you don't have to say yes every time they offer a coffee. And he's like, I feel like I need to. And just the cycle continues.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.